弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经啊，得救蒙恩者的凯歌。
In your name, Lord Jesus Christ, testified the topic of the triumphal praise of the saved。
我们现在请大家翻开诗篇第十八篇。
Turn to the Bible, Book of Psalms, chapter 18。
今天晚上用诗篇第十八篇做圣经的经文来跟大家分享这个主题。
And tonight I'd like to use the Psalm chapter 18 as the main theme for our passage tonight.
诗篇十八篇跟撒母记下二十二章基本上是一样的。
And Psalm chapter 18 and also the first Samuel chapter
second
Samuel chapter 22.They are actually the same.
几乎是一样的，就是当中有一些经文的描述写法有一些差异而已。
They are almost identical. There are only a few descriptions that might be different.
那这个就是大卫的诗。
And this is the Psalm of David.
那这篇诗呢，在诗篇里面特别把它放在这个地方它是很长一共有五十节哈。
And this chapter has about 50 verses.
那在诗篇里面这么长的诗篇，实际上是不多的。
And not many chapters have this long length of songs.
一般诗篇作诗人他们所写的，能够用唱的，基本上都是大概都是短短的，能够很容易就记起来的。
And usually for the composer who write the songs.They will usually make a short so that they can sing.
那因为这一篇是大卫他当王之后在犯罪以前他所写的。
And this song is written while David was crowned king and before he commit sin.
因为第十八篇一开头的时候，他有一个描述是当神救他脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向神念这诗的话。
In the beginning of the Psalm's description, that it says, David, servant of the Lord, that he sang to the Lord the words of the song when the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul.
所以这个时候大卫他特别强调他自己本身是神的仆人。
And here, David himself especially mentioned that he is the servant of God.
那也是他当王，就是神救离他这些困苦的日子，现在可以登基做王。
And because God delivering from all the evils, and so that he can become king.
我们现在请看一下撒母记下第五章。
Let's turn to Second Samuel chapter 5.
我们一般先了解一下他的这首诗的背景。
Let's first try to be more familiar with the background of this song.
撒母记下第五章，我们如果读第十二节
，Let's read chapter 5 verse 12。
第九节开始，第九节。
Verse 9。
第九节，请读。
Verse 9. David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the city of David. He built out the area around it from the supporting terraces inward.
第十节。
Verse 10. And he became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him.
那再看第十二节。
Let's read verse 12. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel and had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
那这个就是大卫他第五章这个地方一开头的时候他做王被高做王了。
And in the beginning of chapter 5, David was crowned as king.
真的是掌权了。
And he had obtained authority and power.
而且第六节也特别描述，把原本聚集在西安的耶路撒冷西安这个地区的耶布斯人把他赶走了。
And verse 6 also describes that they had chased out the people that used to live in the land of Jerusalem, which is are the Jebusites.
那个就是第七节说大卫攻取西安的保障，他把它当做。大卫的城第七节。
So in verse 7, that that nevertheless David captured the fortress of Zion, the city of David.
所以西安的堡上攻下来，就是当时候大卫的王位啊，就是稳固了。
And the fortress of Zion was captured, which means that his throne was established.
那他开始建筑他的国家。
So he started to build his kingdom.
因为神与他同在，所以他就日渐强盛。
Because God was with him, and therefore he became strong.
第十二节特别强调大卫知道啊，是神建立他做以色列的王。
And verse 12 especially says, and David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel.
而且是神为自己的民以色列使他的国兴旺。
And had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
所以大卫他很清楚他的国度是神给的，他所管理的民是属神的。
And so David knew that his kingdom was established by God and his people was given by God.
我们知道大卫在做王以前，在掌权之前，他有一段很长的漂流这个就是很苦的日子。
And before David became king, and he had a sad life.
他曾经说他离死亡只不过一步而已。
He once said that death was only one step before him.
但是神都救他了。
But yet God delivered him.
那所以当他登基做王以后，他现在向神唱这首歌。
And so when he became king, David sing this song to the Lord.
第十八篇从第一节到第三节呢，这一个段落这三节基本上他是在宣告拯救他的这位神对他来说的意义在哪里。
And verse 1-3, it is to proclaim the meaning of God's power.
也就是说，这个作者本身他对神的认识。
So, in here it described the understanding of how Arthur understood God.
他得救之后，他对众人的宣告。
And once he was saved, he proclaimed to the people.
那所以一开头这两节很重要。
So, the first two verses are very important.
他说主神，我的力量啊，我爱你。
I love you, O Lord, my strength.
那所以他知道神是他的力量。
So he knew that God is his strength.
他特别强调说我爱你。
He specially mentioned, I love you.
这是他对神有一个很亲密的关系。
And so there is a deep relationship that he had with God.
我们现在如果是夫妻情人啊，都很期待说那个人所爱的人他能够对我们说出这句话，我爱你。
As couples, we would expect that our loved ones would always say, I love you.
但是我们是否曾经跟神这样说呢？
But have we ever say this phrase to our Lord?
跟像这位拯救我们的神说我爱你呢？
Have we say, I love you to this God who had given us salvation?
如果我们对一个人说我爱你，那表达一个心意
For when we say I love you to someone, it is to express our innermost feeling.
这个爱表示说我们跟这个人是有关系的。
And this love means that there is a relationship.
我们会很在意这个人的他的所有的一切。
And we care about all things to this person.
现在大卫他跟神说：“神啊，我的力量啊，我爱你。”
And so now David say this to the Lord, I love you.
这句话在诗篇第116篇呢，也有讲过一次的。
And this phrase also is mentioned in Book of Psalms chapter 116.
我们如果看诗篇116篇呢。
Let's read Psalm chapter 116.
116篇。
Psalm 116.
第一节啊。
Verse 1.
第一节说我爱神啊，因为他听了我声音和我的恳求。
Verse 1, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice, he heard my cry for mercy.
那所以呢，其实我们今天要怎么样才能够对神有这么一个亲密的 关系呢？
So today, how do we establish this deep relationship with God?
这里特别强调说，因为他听我的声音跟我的恳求，就是我们的祷告曾经蒙垂听过。
In here, especially mentioned, he heard my voice and heard my cry because we pray and cry to God.
第二节说，他向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。
Verse 2, because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
那就我们看到说，我们要跟神发展出一个很亲密的关系，一定要透过祷告上的体验。
So in here, in order for us to establish a deep relationship, we need to have a life of prayer.
今天我们在信主的这条天国路上，如果我们在祷告上没有真正有体验，我们在奔跑这个路上会觉得很辛苦。
If we do not have a life of prayer, then it would be very difficult for us to journey in this journey of life.
而且这样的一个祷告要能够真的有体验的。
Because this type of prayer also need to have experience.
也就是说，它不能够只是一个表面性的。当众人来教会祷告的时候，我们跟着一起祷告。
Meaning that it cannot be just very superficial, where when all the audience come and just pray together and then we pray along.
但是当我们自己独处的时候
，But when we are alone,
我们不会想要跟神有这么一个借着祷告建立起一个沟通的管道，跟神有一个亲密的关系。
We need to also establish this channel or this prayer so that we can communicate with God.
所以我们跟神的关系其实要从我们单独在一个人的情况下，我们是怎么花时间来判定我们跟神的关系有多亲密。
And so, how deep is our relationship with God is established based on when we are alone and how much prayer we emphasize.
我们要最后能够像大卫他这里所说的，主是我的力量。
And we must learn from David that at the end, as he said that the Lord is my strength.
而且我爱你。
And also, he would say, Lord, I love you.
也就是说，当我们越爱神的时候
，meaning that the more we love God,
我们必然得到更多的力量。
And the more we receive strength,
我们对神的认识将更进一层。
And the better understanding we will have.
所以接下去第二节，十八篇的第二节。大卫他说
，And so in verse 2, David says,
他接下去连续说了九个对神的描述
，And he repeatedly say nine different phrases about God.
主神是我的岩石
，The Lord is my rock.
是我的山寨
，My fortress.
是我的救主
，My deliverer.
他是我的神
，He is my God.
是我的磐石
，He is my rock.
是我所投靠的。
And in whom I take refuge.
是我的盾牌。
He's my shield.
是拯救我的脚。
And the horn of my salvation.
是我的高台。
And my stronghold.
也就是说，我的高台意思就是我的避难所。
My stronghold means my refuge.
那这一连串的对神的描述，它都是我的。
All these descriptions, he says, it's mine.
所以他这个跟神的关系是真的建立起他个人。他真的对神有体验，他很明白他的整个生命是神保守下来的。
So this relationship is very personal that he experienced.
因为神不但给他力量
，because not only God gave him strength，
神也给他提供他的保护
，but also God gave him protection。
神成为他的磐石，他可以躲避的。
God becomes his rock so that he can flee from evil。
神是拯救我的脚，这个脚代表力量。
And God is the horn of my salvation. This horn means strength.
我们从大卫的一生就看出，大卫真的，他遇到什么样的困难的时候，他都是求告这位神，在神里面得到保守，也得到平安。
And throughout David's life, when he encountered difficulties, he would always ask God for help, and God will always deliver him.
所以神是我的磐石，我所投靠的。
So God is my rock.The one I take with refuge.
在诗篇里面，我们看到很多很多这样的描述。
In the book of Songs, we can see many similar descriptions.
就是说，一直在强调神就是我们的依靠。
Which is to emphasize that God is our refuge.
所以，我们今天对神要有一个很深入的个人所建立起来的关系。
Therefore, we need to have a very deep personal relationship established with God.
我们现在很多。 家庭都是几代的信仰的。
And nowadays, many families are a few generation past believers.
第一代的信徒，他从这个困苦患难当中被神拯救，那个信仰的体验比较深刻。
The first generation believers, because they went through some difficulties as they established their faith, their faith have foundations.
但是等到第二代、第三代到几代以后的信徒，慢慢的信仰可能成为我的父亲、我的祖先的信的神了。
But after a few generations passed, their faith may become the faith of their grandfathers.
我们一定要能够对神的这个认识深入到这位神是我的神。
We need to have a deep relationship so that we can recognize this God is my God.
不管我遇到什么事情，我的这位神他都要成为我的依靠。
No matter what I face, this God will be my refuge.
所以最后第三节他就说我要求告当赞美的神。
So in verse 3, he says, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise.
那这样子我必从仇敌手中被救出来。
And I'm saved from my enemies.
所以这位神他是拯救我们脱离仇敌的手的。
So this God is a God that can save us from our enemies.
我们要赞美这位神。
We need to praise him.
那这个仇敌我们现在当然会看到这个仇敌很多时候指的是属灵上的。
Enemies oftentimes refer to spiritual enemies.
我们在今天这个世界上当然也有一些人可能成为我们的对敌。
In our current life, there might be other people be our enemies.
但是在我们生活环境在美国这个地方我们这么样的蒙福，所以基本上我们很难有那种感受说仇敌就在我们的周围。
But in a blessed America, it is rarely for us to feel that our enemies are around us.
就是看得见的敌人啊。
Which are can be seen.
就是说这些人是真的要抵挡我们不让我们来信主的，会阻碍我们信仰之路的。
And these people are trying to block us from entering into, you know, believing in church.
我们现在在这里自由的国度，我们有信仰的自由。
In this free country, we have a religious freedom.
但是其实在很多地区不见得每个人有这样一个机会，有这么自由。
But not all area have this the similar privilege.
有时候有些同龄，他们为了要亲近神，要建立这个信仰，他们真的是面对看得见的仇敌，要阻挡他们的路的。
And some believers they actually had to face those enemies that can be seen in order to come to service.
那但是我们今天很多时候面临的仇敌是属灵的，魔鬼像吼叫的狮子。天地游行是我们看不到。
For us, we are facing spiritual enemies that cannot be seen, where they are like roaring lions trying to devour us.
但是我们相信，主要我们对这位神有更深入的认识，我们能够跟神发展出这样一个美好的深入的关系。
But we must believe that once we establish this deep relationship with God,
在这个属灵的征战上，我们一定可以胜过这个仇敌。
In our spiritual battle, we can triumph over these spiritual enemies.
我们能够像大卫这样子歌颂神说神一定把我从仇敌的手中救出来。
We can praise God like David that that we are saved from our enemies.
那所以前面三节基本上就是他宣告他向世人所说的话。
So verse 1 through 3 are basically the proclamation to the world.
那第四节到第十九节这一大段呢？
And from verse 4 through verse 19.
那这个是大卫作者本身他经历苦难 的细节以及神给他的拯救。
These are the details how David faced difficulties and how God saved him from all these challenges.
那第十九节最后他说他领我到宽阔之处，他救拔我，因为他喜悦我。
And verse 19 says, He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me.
他曾经面临死亡的威胁。
He once faced the threat of death.
他说匪类那个是这些恶人那个让他惊惧，让他恐慌。
And all these evils make him feared.
那阴间的绳索曾经缠绕他。第五节，阴间的绳索。
The cords of the grave coil around me.
就是说，这个死亡就在他旁边呢，这么近呢。
And so it means that the death was so close by to him.
第六节，他说，在极难当中，我跟神求告。向神呼求。
In my distress, I called to the Lord.
然后神就听我的祷告，从他的殿里面听了我的声音。
And God, heard me from His temple.
那神是怎么样来拯救他的
？How did God save him?
神用很多很奇妙的方式，让他所爱的人可以得到平安。
God used many miraculous ways to save His people.
把他救到一个宽阔的地所在。
And to save him to a spacious place.
所以这一段就在讲他所经历过的他的人生的体验。
So these are the experiences that he had.
然后到从第二十节到第三十节呢
？From verse 20 through 30.
那这一段呢，他就在提到说，他今天能够这样子跟神求告，他已经有一个基础。为什么神这么愿意救他
？And so it describes that since he has this foundation, why God wants to save him.
因为当我们在极难当中，我们要求告神。
When we are in need, we need to cry out to God.
我们都希望说我们的求告被神垂听。
We all wish that God will listen to our cry.
但是我们平常跟神的关系就是关键。
But the key is that we need to have a good relationship with God.
如果我们平常没有跟神发展这个很亲密的关系啊。
If we do not have a good relationship with God on a daily basis,
我们对神没有感觉。
And we have no feeling about God.
我们对神的话不会想要去遵行。
And we do not want to follow God's word.
那如果我们平常在平安的时候，我们不会想要跟他祷告赞美。
In our times of peace, we do not want to pray to God and praise Him.
我们在人面前没有一个好的见证，能够成像光、像盐，让人看到神的形象在我们身上。
In the eyes of men, we do not have good example like light or salt.
那这样子，我们在极难当中要求告神，有时候我们就会经历，好像神不听我。
So when we are in difficulties and we cry out to God, and we will feel that God does not listen to our prayer.
但是从二十节到三十节，我们看到作者这篇的作者他不是这样子的。
But from verse 20 to 30, we can see that this author he does not feel the same way.
他有一个目标，平常就是他生活上的目标。
He has a target, a purpose on his daily life.
他要在神面前成为一个完全人。
He wants to become perfect in the eyes of God.
因为神的道可以让他完全。
Because God's word can allow him to be perfect.
他所投靠的这位神能够赐给他力量。
The God he rely on will provide him strength.
所以他可以很大声的跟神说：“神啊，你要救我。”
So he can loudly proclaim, "God, please save me."
啊，所以这个就是我们今天要得到的一个学习。
This is something that we need to obtain.
我们要得到神的拯救。我们平常一定要下功夫。
For us to receive God's salvation, we need to take.
因为神不是只是要解决我们的困难而已。
Because God does not just want to resolve our issue.
神是要让我们的生命更丰盛的。
God want our life to be more abound.
这个丰盛的生命是能够彰显出神形象的。
And this bountiful life can manifest God's image.
所以神要我们真的在生活上下功夫的去追求慈爱、清洁，能够像他一样公义。
So God wants us to pursue after grace and holiness, so that we can be like Him.
哦，那所以我们的灯能够时常很明亮，在这个黑暗的世界当中。
So that our light can become really bright in this dark world.
好，那三十一节到四十五节呢？
So, verse 31 through 45.
那这个就在一直在强调说，这位神只有他是神，没有其他的神是可以拯救我们的。
And he emphasized that there is only one God that can save us from all the evil.
三十一节说，除了主神，谁是神呢
？And 31 says, for who is God besides the Lord?
除了我们的神，谁是磐石呢
And who is the rock except our God?
所以他就一直强调，他的重点在强调这位神，他是怎么拯救我们的。
So this passage emphasizes how God saves us.
神他要他在我们遇到困苦患难当中，他是要教导我们成熟的。
And as we face challenges, He wants us to become mature.
他要成为我们的依靠。
And He will become our reliance.
那最后，这个敌人一看到说啊，对，这位你所依靠这位神是真神。
And at the end, our enemies will realize that this God is our God.
好，那第46节到50节。
And verse 46 through 50.
他说神，这位主神是活神。
And the Lord lives.
然后愿我的磐石被人称颂，愿救我的神被人尊崇。
Praise to be my rock, exalted be God my Savior.
那所以他这里最后这一段，他就是提出一个呼吁，他希望所有的万民都一起来歌颂赞美这位活神，这位慈爱有恩典的神。
And at the end of this chapter, he proclaims that and wish all the people can praise.This God, who is a living God.
这个作者大卫本身，他当时候他有一个心愿。
And author, David, he had a wish.
他这个心愿，他当时候不知道，他只是在表达他内心的那种啊，对神的那个敬畏啊，跟赞美。
And his wish was based on his fear and praise to God.
第四十九节说
，Verse 49 says,
主神啊。因此，我要在外邦中称谢你，歌颂你的名。
Therefore, I will praise you among the nations, O Lord. I will sing praises to your name.
这一句经文在保罗写书信的时候引用了。
And this passage is also referenced by Paul when he write letters.
请看罗马书十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节
，verse 9. So that the Gentiles may glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, "Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles; I will sing hymns to your name."
你看这一句话就是从诗篇十八篇引出来的。
And this verse is referenced from chapter 18 of Book of Songs.
那从保罗他写的罗马书里面，我们看到他在预言这个弥赛亚基督来到。
And from Book of Romans, Paul is to prophesize about the coming of Christ.
主耶稣基督他来了以后，让万民都可以得救了。
When Lord Jesus arrives, and so that he can allow all generation to be saved.
第九节说，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。
And verse
第九节。
Verse 9 it says.So that the Gentiles may glorify God for His mercy.
也就是说，今天即使是本来是没有受割礼的外邦人，他们都可以因着主耶稣基督的慈爱怜悯，现在能够认识神，能够得到救恩。
And so it means that these Gentiles who did not belong to God and they can once again be glorified.
那就是说，所以最后。这个神的名要在外邦当中得到称赞，被歌颂。神的名，主耶稣的名。
So that Lord Jesus' name can be glorified.
所以你看第九节，他引出了诗篇十八篇的四十九节，就是在强调主耶稣基督的救恩的。
So he referenced chapter 18 is to emphasize Christ's salvation.
所以这个就是。大卫他当时候被圣灵感动里面他所写出来的话语。
And these are the words of David when he was touched by the Spirit of God.
他知道这位神，你看他当时候这么爱他的百姓，到最后他要把这个爱给所有愿意亲近他的人。
And he knew that the love of God at the end will be given to all nations.
看回来诗篇第十八篇。
Let's turn back to the Psalms chapter 18.
第五十节。
Verse 50.
请读第五十节。
Verse 50. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever.
你看他这里其实就在预告耶稣基督了。
And here it's prophesying Jesus Christ.
神赐极大的救恩给他所立的王，这个王是属灵的君王耶稣。
He gives his king a great victory. This king is referring to Lord Jesus.
施慈爱给他的受膏者。
He shows unfailing kindness to his anointed.
就是给大卫和他的后裔直到永远。
To David and his descendants forever.
你看他的后裔，他的后裔是单数的。他的 descendants 应该是单数。但是在 KJV 原来 是单数的。
So in the NKJV version, the descendants are singular.
这个就是这个特别的受膏者，就是耶稣基督的。
So this specially anointed one is referring to Jesus Christ.
所以你看大卫他本身以一个王的身份在歌颂神的恩典。
And so David as king, he was praising about the grace of God.
到最后他其实在讲的是这个弥赛亚的。
Yet at the end, he was actually talking about Messiah.
所以这个受膏者他最后要能够被万民所尊崇歌颂。
And so this anointing one will at the end be praised.
所以这个就是 一篇那个当王他一个当王的他经历了神的拯救之后他所唱的歌了。这是一个得胜的歌。
So this is a song of triumph after he experienced all the sufferings in life.
所以我们现在看回来第十八篇的第四节。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 18, verse 4.
那这个是我们人在极难当中求靠神呢，神会听我们的声音呢。
So when we face challenges and we pray to God, God will listen to our cries.
当时候大卫他有一次他离死亡很近呢。
There was one time, David was one step before his own death.
现在看一下撒母耳记上二十章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上二十章。
1 Samuel chapter 20.
二十章第三节哈。
Chapter 20 verse 3.
这是大卫跟约拿单所讲的话。
These are the passages David and Jonathan discussed. Verse 3. But David took an oath and said, Your father knows very well that I have found favor in your eyes. And he has said to himself, Jonathan must not know this, or he will be grieved. Yet as surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, there is only a step between me and death.
特别提到，他说我离死不过一步而已。
And in here especially says, there is only a step between me and death.
但是虽然是这么近这么危急神还救他呢。
Even though it is very critical, but God delivered him.
我们看撒母耳记的历史我们就看到神怎么样出手拯救大卫是他没有想到的。
And if we look at the history of book of Samuel, we can see how many times God delivered David from death.
那在这个急难当中呢我们求告神神就听我们的声音呢。
So in challenges, we pray to God, and God will listen to our cries.
小弟最近在读我们教会过去的历史。
And I myself are reading the history of our own church.
我们教会在各地方的宣教，这个建立教会的过程都有很美好的见证跟历史。
There are many good histories and testimonies as we establish churches around the world.
不管是在台湾、在中国、在世界各地啊。
Whether it's in Taiwan or China or other countries.
就算我们今天在美国这个地方，我们有很多美好的历史，很多很多神奇妙的拯救发生在我们周遭的。
Even in U.S., there are many good testimonies and salvations that we can experience.
当我在读这诗篇第十八篇的时候
，And as we read chapter 18,
这个第四节到第六节这里特别提到这个死亡的这绳索缠绕我。
Verse 4 through 6, talking about the cords of death entangle me.
那我们在台湾三地啊，曾经有一段时间，他们的信仰是被逼迫的。
In the Aboriginal region in Taiwan, there was a time where they faced a great tribulation.
大概七十年前呢。
And persecutions. So it's around 70 years ago.
我们有一群非常勇敢又非常爱神的弟兄姐妹，经历了神奇妙的拯救。
There are some very courageous members that they have experienced the deliverance of God.
这是发生在那个台湾花莲山地立山教会他们的当时候的情景。
And this happens in the Aboriginal region in Hualien Church.
那时候真道刚刚传到那个地方去。
And during that time, the truth was just preached to that region.
政府本身是禁止信耶稣的。
The government at that time forbidden all people to believe.
很多他们同族的人因着他们本来的信仰，他们也认为说信耶稣这个外国人的神会带来灾祸。
And many people among the tribe also feel that they should not believe this God from the foreign world.
我们有一姐妹姓苏了。
And there is a sister.
这位
of her last name was Sister Sue.
那这位姐妹她是因着她的亲戚的介绍来认识真教会的。
She believed in God through her relatives.
那她得到真道之后，她就从她的亲人开始在家乡附近开始传福音了。
And after she believed, she started to preach to his relatives.
后来她的这个同族当中，很多人都信耶稣了。
And so many of her relatives also believed.
那可是这个时候，逼迫马上跟着来了。
But at the same time, persecutions also follow her.
他们族里面的这些首领。他们那些比较有名望的人，基本上都是反对信耶稣、信真教会。
The leader of the tribes, they all refuse to believe in God.
他们聚会都要偷偷摸摸的。
And so when they hold services, they had to hold in secret.
那一段时间，他们晚上的时候是跑到坟墓那个墓园附近去聚会啊。
And during the night service, they actually had to go to the graveyard and to hold services.
那个时候讲道人就是也只能够用一个非常非常暗的这个烛火看着圣经，然后讲一些道理，造就当时候的弟兄姐妹。
And the speaker had to rely on a very tiny a candle light and speak to the audience or the members.
要非常注意周遭会没有其他人发现，然后去告密。
And they also have to pay attention if anyone would find out about their gathering.
后来还是被发现了。
And eventually they were caught.
有一次他们说，这个他们村里面人广播召集所有的村民到广场去。
So there was a great gathering of all people of the tribe.
那就把那个信耶稣的叫他们站一边。
So the congregation separates. Those who believe in God.
信耶稣的也有真耶稣教会的，也有其他基督教会的基督徒。
There are TJC members as well as other Christians.
我们那时候在那个地方还没有会堂，但是有一些信徒已经是真耶稣教会的信徒了。
And even though at that time there was no chapel built, but there are already some members.
是少数的。
They are minorities.
那大部分人是不信的。
And majority of people they did not believe.
好，把召集来之后，他们就开始用话语是攻击这些基督徒了。
So they started to use verbal abuse to go against them.
后来这个掌权的人呢，就在地上画一个十字架。
So the leader actually draw a cross,
很大的十字架
，a very giant cross.
把他们从各个家庭里面所收集出来的圣经跟赞美诗呢，把它摆在这个十字架这个线上面。变成一个十字架的样子。
So they gather all the Bibles that they can find from the tribe, and then put them in a as a sign of cross.
然后就叫这些基督徒开始唱诗， and, 唱你们的诗歌。
And tell all these Christians to start singing hymns.
然后唱边唱的时候，很多人开始害怕了，因为接下去他们知道会发生什么事。
As they start singing, they were very afraid because they knew what would happen next.
在那个场面当中，很多人都哭了。
And during that situation, many people cried.
唱完之后，那个掌权的叫那个基督徒说，其他是外教会的基督徒，叫他们先来走在这个圣经上面，就是走这个十字架，把圣经跟赞美诗踩在脚下。
After they finished singing, the leaders asked the Christians, the non-TJC members, to start walking onto this Bible of cross.
那他画了一个路线，然后最后就要走到那个掌权的人的面前去。
They also created a path so that toward the end they will face the leader of the tribe.
他们叫了那时候一个基督徒的牧师先走。
And so there is a pastor that started walking first.
这个牧师他当然不敢把脚踩在圣经上啊，所以他走旁边的那个。就走旁边吧，走过去的这样。
Of course, he did not dare to walk onto, or step onto the Bible, and so he made a route.
就到那个警察前面去了。
He make a detour so that he went straight to the face of the leader.
就开始被打。
And so then he was beaten.
然后后面的信徒跟着，就看着就害怕了。
And so the other people when they see this situation, they started to be very afraid.
后面的基督徒就开始为了要存活，就开始踩在这个圣经上面踩过去了。
So in order to survive, many started to step onto the Bible cross.
意思是说，他们不用信了，他们为了要存活，不信无所谓。
Meaning that in order to survive, they do not need to believe anymore.
那个掌权人看了就哈哈大笑了。
So when the leader saw this, he started to laugh.
其他的基督徒走啊，接下去就是换正耶稣教的信徒了。
And then after the people gone back, the TJC member were next.
那我们这位苏姐妹呢，她是比较年长的，是第一位信徒。
And Sister Sue, she was advanced in age, and she was an earlier believer.
换轮到他们，看到怎么办呢？
And so it is now their turn to see what they are going to do.
他先走，所以他转头跟其他弟兄姐妹啊使个眼色。
She start walking first, and so she gave a sign to the others.
大家都知道
others.
大家知道什么意思的。
And everyone knew what she meant.
也就是说，他就走在这个圣经的旁边，就不会踩在圣经上，就是走到旁边走过去。
And so she will make a small detour so that she will not step onto the Bible.
后面的人就跟着他。
And the rest follow her.
好，他们就这样子走到那个掌权的人面前去了。
So as they walk toward the face of the leader.
当然，他们这样的一个做法就激怒了那个掌权的人嘛。
And because of the way that they walk toward to the leader was became a very.
结果我们这姐妹到这个面前的时候，她是手上拿一把刀的。
As she walked toward the leader actually had a big a sword on his hand.
当时候这个掌权人他觉得他有那个权力把人杀了。
And the leader, he felt that he had the authority to kill anybody.
好啊，我们这个姐妹就走到他面前去了。
So this sister walked in front of his face.
这个掌权人把刀举得高高的。
And this leader,He raised up his arm with the sword up high.
我们姐妹想说，这个可能哦，这下子没命了。
The sister thought that my life would end here.
就把眼睛闭起来了。
So she closed her eyes.
只能够心里祷告求神保守了。
She could only pray to God to ask God's guidance.
她就眼睛闭着，心里默祷。
She closed her eyes and she prayed.
求告神能够拯救他们。
Ask God so that He can deliver them.
眼睛也不敢开。不敢看是怎么一回事。
She dared not to open her eyes to see what's going on.
她听到 clang clang 的声音，那个刀子掉下来了。
And as she heard a voice that the sword,
她本来是以为要被砍头嘛。
And she thought that she would be beheaded.
那如果是这样的话，那就跑到地上去，应该是不是要砍她的指头呢？脚趾头啊。
And so when she heard the voice of the sword being dropped, she thought that the leader would cut her.
他就很惊讶，
也
没有啊。
And she was surprised that
就把眼睛打开。
Did not happen. And so she opened her eyes.
就看到这个警察呢，就躺在地上。
And she saw that this leader lied on the ground.
刀子本来举高高的，那个刀子掉下来了。
And the sword was up high, and then it dropped.
这个人他躺在地上，口吐白沫，眼睛翻白，身体一直是发抖。
This leader, she was vomiting and she was trembling. He was trembling on the ground.
就躺在那边
And he was lying.
最后，他的这个他的那个 同事哦，再把他扶到椅子上去坐好。
And so, other people had to, help him to, sit on a chair.
看到这个情景的时候，那个没有信的人，那些本来在那边看戏的人，全部跑光光了。
And as the congregation, saw this, they started to, flee away.
因为他们看到神的作为。
Because they see the work of God.
是神出手拯救我们这些姐妹们。
God personally delivered, the sister.
让这个人他就当场倒在众人面前。
And this leader, he, fell on the ground, in front of everyone.
后来因为这个神的拯救，后来这些掌权的这警察，没有人在敢对教会信徒说什么话。
Because of God's deliverance.And all the, the leaders, did not dare to, do any, anything foolish to our TJC members.
后来政府也换人了。
And, later on, the government also, were changed.
弟兄姐妹他们就得到信仰的自由。
And, brothers and sisters, they were able to, gain the religious freedom.
后来也很顺利的，在那个地方传福音，建立教会。
And they were able to successfully establish churches and preach the gospel.
但是就是因为有这么多神美好的作为，神的拯救。
But because of all these, good deliverance from God.
那个有的是那个发疯的人，没有人敢接近的。
There are some, crazy people that people dare not to, get close to.
真教会来受洗之后好了。
And after they received baptism, from the teacher
church,
they were healed.
因为她当时候在那个地区是在带头的人。
And this sister, she was the leader in that region.
从村人都知道，哎，她所拜的神很厉害。
All the tribes knew that the god she worships are very powerful.
有一天后来他们说，有一个人要一个女的已经快要死了，被人抬来放在她家门口。
And there is a girl who was nearly dead and was placed in front of
a lady.
A lady, and
已经要死了。
And she almost she was about to die.
她的丈夫、她的婆婆，他们不知道怎么办。
And her husband and her mother-in-law did not know what to do.
只听说哎，这个某某人他所拜的神很有能力。
They only heard that this person's God who she worshipped, is very powerful.
把他拿来放在他们家门口，他也没有跟他讲是这个人是做什么的。
So they just put her in front of the sister's, front door, and then did not even tell her what's going on.
我们这位姐妹就把她收留，为她祷告。
And so the sister, received her,
把她清洗
，pray for her, and
换衣服
，and help her change.
然后去就为她祷告，弟兄姐妹为她祷告。
And all the, Members help her pray.
然后后来知道谁的亲人嘛，就找出来这个是谁的，谁家的人嘛。
And later on, they were able to find out, who her relatives are.
这个我们这个姐妹跟他们的家人说，你们要来信靠主。
And so the sister tell the family that you must believe in God.
你们愿不愿意对主耶稣有信心呢
？Are you willing to have faith to God?
如果你们愿意有信心，那我们就有办法求我们的神让这个人好起来。
If you have faith, then we will ask God and heal her.
结果就这样子，他们就为他祷告三天之后。
And this is the way they pray, and then after three days,
这个人好活起来。
And this, lady was healed.
她本来就是没有意识的，像死人一样的。
She was unconscious and was nearly dead.
但是经过弟兄姐妹的祷告
，But through the prayer of brothers and sisters,
她一受洗起来以后
，After she baptized and raised up,
她活起来了
，And she lived.
这个神迹让当时候很多人看到神的作为。
And this miracle, was so great that influenced a lot of people.
那个地方，圣工就很快速的发展。
And so, in that region, the gospel was spread, very, fast.
所以我们看到神的拯救是确实的。
So we can see that God's, deliverance is assured.
我们在急难当中求告神的，神就垂听我们的声音。
As we cry to God, God will listen to our prayer.
神要把我们的脚引到平安路上。
God will,
神会引我们的脚到平安路上。
He will deliver us so that our feet will be walking on the right path.
所以我们看到这一篇里面所描述的这些歌颂神恩典的这诗歌。
As we read the songs of praising to God.
那我们一起来追求。
Let us pursue after it.
让我们能够像大卫他所立定的心志。
So that we can be like David's determination.
要愿众人都能够来称颂这位拯救他的神。
That wish that and wish that all nations can come and praise this Almighty God.
愿我们的神都被人尊崇。
And wish this God that we worship can all be found.
我们能够成为神救恩里面的一个分子，能够来成就神的美好的圣工。
And that we can be part of this salvation and accomplish His work.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing it together.
245首。
245.